You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. For the first time ever, the annual Printmakers Exhibition and Sale has gone online. The printmakers, students, faculty, and alum from the Wonsuk Kim College of Fine Arts at Illinois State University have created almost 300 works, portraits, landscapes, abstract images, and more. Vita Reeves Ackerman is the interim director for Normal Editions Workshop. She says they wanted to hold to tradition and so refused to not let the 36th year be without a sale. For many students, there's only one opportunity to participate in the annual event.
It's a lovely outreach opportunity. We so enjoy having people come into the studios to see where the work is made. But with everything else going online, that seemed like the way to go. And we had really good support from web and interactive technologies from in the university to help us do it.
So it wasn't that difficult to basically switch to an all virtual experience.
It wasn't difficult as much as it was kind of time consuming. We had to ask for the submissions much earlier so that we had time to work with them, to scan it, to have a uniform presentation of the imagery and not just whatever we might get in images from people.
There's a measure of comfort in doing something that you normally would do. This is something that has happened every year for the past 36 years. Did you find that the participants were relieved that this was something that they could count on in a year that you really couldn't count on that much?
Yes, I think the students that had participated before were really interested in doing it. And certainly we have several alumni that are loyal to make contributions to the sale as well. And they were all very pleased to be able to participate and support both the program that they love and remember and to have new work seen.
So were the students at all hampered this past semester in creating works? How was the situation with regards to getting into the printmaking shop, having to social distance and be aware of that sort of thing? What sort of new arrangements did you have to make in order for the students to get in there and start creating these works?
Our faculty members, Sarah Smelzer and Morgan Price, each tackled that in different ways. Sarah had a hybrid class that allowed the advanced students that were familiar with the equipment to still have access, as well as the graduate students. Morgan switched from lithography, which is very equipment intensive, to monotype, which is easier to have a chance to work on it at home. Monotype meaning that you expect to have one or maybe two impressions from inking a smooth surface where the ink is manipulated and you don't really have a repeatable matrix like you would if it was a woodcut or an etching or a lithostone. Morgan was anticipating that we might have to go to all remote even if we were starting out hybrid. And so, of course, that came to pass. And so his students had the opportunity to really create a lot of unique works rather than editions of works.
Well, then that makes things a little bit more sought after in the sale as well. This makes this a very unique sale by having just one edition for some of the prints.
Yes, that's true that many of the images that are online for the sale, it's a one of a kind. Some of them, there are editions where there might be three or four impressions that all look alike so that they can be sold to three different patrons. But most of the work is unique.
How do you select what to feature in the exhibition and sale?
Our faculty members encourage their students to submit, but it really is the choice of the artist submitting.
What are we seeing trend-wise with regards to printing? Were people channeling their feelings a lot this year in what they were creating?
Oh, yeah, I think so. It's always a really broad spectrum. It's very interesting in the print sale when we're receiving work, some, you know, like the little voice in my head sometimes is like, this is not going to sell, but I get proven wrong all the time. You just never know. It depends on the people that are seeing the work and how they respond to it, whether it's going to be purchased.
Well, tell me about some of the folks who are participating and what people can see online.
There's monotype works that explore a lot of natural themes, like nature or items that could be found in nature. We have an alum that does a lot of work plein air outside, so he does a lot of landscape. There's a lot of abstract work where it's purely responding to color and texture. There's some figurative work, everything from you know, like fantasy figures to a figurative work, but more of an anonymous kind of like person in the setting kind of thing. And there's a lot of works that are evocative of mechanical structures, you know, like architectural or man-made things. And so there really is something for everyone.
For folks who are going to be perusing the sale, instead of actually coming in and taking a look live, they'll be looking online on the galleries that you've created online. What sort of advice can you give for people who are shopping for a print, maybe for themselves, maybe for a friend or what have you? What sort of advice would you give the newbie print buyer?
The one advantage of having it in a room is that you can just see everything and kind of go to where what you see across the room. That was something that we grappled with a lot. How do we organize these things? And at first we thought maybe by theme, but then it got really complicated about where is everything in a theme category? And then, you know, like, well, if it's humorous, is everybody going to think it's humorous? Maybe. You know? So then we decided to just go a more straightforward organization of current students, faculty and staff, the alumni. We split into two sections so that you don't have to click too far to see everything. And then we also have from the vault, because we have students that donate prints upon graduation or when they're leaving the program. They say, why don't you go ahead and sell this in the sale? So that's kind of a hodgepodge of things that we have, that potpourri of things. So my advice to somebody that's looking at the sale is, we tried to organize it that you could look at it several different ways. A straightforward way is to like to go to the category of current students and then click all the way through that gallery. There's on each one, there's an opportunity to go to the Flickr gallery. Flickr, you can see a little bit bigger image. And we thought that patrons might appreciate being able to see more detail when trying to decide if they want to buy something or not. And in Flickr, you can kind of see more of the entire room sort of thing. You can see thumbnails all at once instead of just one item at a time. So some people like to peruse through Flickr so they can see more all at once. And then if you click on the online store, there's tiny thumbnails that you can see everything that way as well and see the prices right away. So some people like to like kind of go by price and then they'll look at them in that way. But the TouchNet is the point of sale. And those, we were limited to just tiny thumbnails of like, so those three ways gives people different ways to view things.
Where do the proceeds go from the sale?
Well, 20% is retained as a commission to support enhancements to the printmaking area, maybe a special piece of equipment or to bring in a speaker. The faculty members get to decide how they want to use that with input from the students about what they're wanting that particular year. So what's earned this semester with this sale will be used next year. Then 80% goes back to the participating artists.
So if someone buys something from the sale, how do they get their hands on it? Is it shipped or do they come by to pick it up? How did you arrange that?
We have three categories for receiving. There's curbside pickup, which is arranged to be mutually convenient, and people can pull up into the loading area of CVA that's just off of Beaufort Street at the time appointed and receive a handoff in that way. Then there's also local delivery. So if somebody can't come to CVA, can't come to campus to get something, we have some volunteers that will take it out to people in the local community. And then, of course, there's always shipping. And because of the extra cost of shipping, we do have a nominal fee that helps pay for that. The students were very eager to still have an audience for their work. And we appreciate people's feedback as well as their purchases. So the Normal Editions Workshop at ilstu.edu is a way to send comments to students if people want to do that as well.
That's Vita Reeves Aukerman, Interim Director for the Normal Editions Workshop. The 36th Annual Printmakers Exhibition and Sale continues virtually until January 22nd. I'm Laura Kennedy.